Blog Talk Radio.
This is 8-Figure Business Coach Radio, scaling up to 8 figures. Welcome. This is episode number 44, Why is Your Business Not Growing? Welcome to Scaling Up to 8 Figures. I'm your host, Victoria. Building an 8-figure business is intentional and not accidental. I equipped entrepreneurs with business-building skills to scale towards an 8-figure business or more. Each week, join me for proven strategies on positioning your business, digital marketing strategies, leadership, system and processes, mindset, and time management. Now, let's get started. Why your business is not growing? I get a lot of questions on, is it luck? Is it timing? Is it preparation? Is it a little both? But I'm going to give you 5 reasons on why I feel your business is not growing. The number one reason, or one of the reasons on why your business is not growing, is because it's easier to dream than to make sacrifices. There was a popular movie with the tag, Stop Dreaming and Start Living. We get so caught up in the romantic ideas of our goals when we lose sight of the possibilities that we need to do every day on what we need to do to take our dreams to our goals. So you have to invest in hard work, and you have to stay focused, F-O-U-C-U-S-E-D, F-O-C-U-S-E-D, focus, that's right, through all the ups and downs and failures when it comes to business. Even when you thought you had an ideal plan and it didn't turn out to be as great as you thought, you still want to stay the course. And most times, people aren't used to making sacrifices, and changes require sacrifices. When you look at accomplishing some of the most major goals, business goals that you have to make a sacrifice. Like, for instance, I read one book a week. Well, I'm not able to do that if I'm reading one book a week, exercising, doing business, training, coaching, consulting. Guess what? I'm going to have to give up something. So my sacrifice may be time out with my friends, watching TV, and in the end, it's worth it because I can see the results on why I'm doing that. Also, you're able to track your progress when you see what you've given up. And I mean every single day you may have to make a sacrifice, not just on Tuesdays, but what you do on Friday nights and Saturdays makes the difference as well. Some people act like there's this wall there that they put up when it comes to what they do through the weekday. And on the weekend, it doesn't matter. But it matters just as much when you're trying to reach your goals. Whatever you do during the weekday, you have to be willing to do it on the weekends as well, if that's what you're trying to do. Another big area on why so many individuals do not meet their goals in business is because they listen to self-limiting beliefs. These are those things that you hear. Like, I know I've had customers and clients that say, they always, before they got started, I had people that said they didn't feel they could do it. They didn't have a mom that was an entrepreneur. They didn't have a father that was an entrepreneur. There wasn't in their business. They didn't go to business school. Who are they to be successful in business? I always like to say, who are you not? Why not? Why is it that it can't be you? It's the person next door, the one down the street. You can be that person. So try not to make sure, well, make sure you guard your self-talk. And what I mean by that is as soon as, they always say that a thought cannot, you can't have two thoughts in your mind at the same time. So that negative thought needs to be preempted with something positive. As soon as you feel you're not smart enough or you're not lucky enough or strong enough or good-looking enough or whatever it is that you feel you're not, I want you to take the time, and this may sound like really hokey, but go into the mirror and look at yourself in the mirror and say, I am strong enough. I am beautiful enough. I am, are two of the most positive and empowering words you can say. I am. Try that. Try to say I am at least 15 times whenever you feel yourself looking and feeling not your best. Another one we talk about is the fear of failure and public reaction. Some of us are so afraid of what someone is going to think, and we're afraid to look bad. We're terrified of what others are going to think of us if we do something wrong. I know there's times I'm doing this radio show, and I leave in the areas that I mess up on purpose because I want you to know that I'm vulnerable and that I'm looking to connect with you so that you don't think you have to be perfect to scale your business towards 8 figures to scale to sell. That is what I like to let you know. So if I'm able to let you know what I have in areas of being vulnerable, you can as well. So failure is a part of business, and sometimes we need to fail so that we learn. But failure is not and should not be the ending event. It should be an opportunity to learn and grow. And I know so many people think this sounds crazy, not advocating you go out and fail on purpose, but don't let that be the end. I had a boutique years ago in Atlanta, Georgia. I didn't know a thing about retail. That was my first business. And I ended up opening the boutique, didn't know anything about location, just knew I loved clothes, and I went to open the boutique. Well, I stood there for a while because I didn't know about marketing, because I didn't realize that I had to know a lot about the location. I had to know a lot about my ideal customer, my avatar. I didn't do any of this. I was young. I was maybe right out of college, and I was just this bright-eyed, bushy-tailed person that wanted to open a business. Well, guess what? It didn't do too well. I would have to say it failed. But from that, I learned so much that I was able to go into my second business, which was the one that I scaled to the millions of dollars. So had I not made the mistakes in the first one, it would not have prompted me to know what I needed to do in the second one. So my failure was not my end point. It was the beginning to a successful business that I had the second time. So, and besides, who cares what people think? Their opinion, when you look at it in the grand scheme of things, does not put any more money in your pocket when it comes to what people think if they're thinking negative and not positive. So I like to think of the next step is what I mentioned, no research and no plan. You'd be surprised how many clients that I receive that have an idea, which would more than likely be a very, very great, fun hobby, and they want to turn it into an actual business. That's fine, but you have to have a plan. You have to research. You have to know what is your market. Can you make money? What is your business plan? What is going to be your systems and process to make money? Where are you going to do it? Online? Are you going to need what kind of money to start it? Those are the things that you need to. And what's so great now, you can do this in your underwear. You can actually do all of this research at home. Back in the day, we used to have to get dressed and go to the library, or we had to have encyclopedias. But now, there's no excuse for not doing your due diligence. We are some of the smartest consumers that we've ever been before. And we can take advantage of that. So if you're going to have success with major goals, you're going to have a plan. And winging it only works in the movies. It is not what you need to do. Now, I do believe that there are gifts that we get that we can do a lot easier, like if you love speaking and you can get in front of a group relatively easy. Don't do that just because you can. Just imagine, if you're that good without practicing, you're going to be phenomenal when you practice. So make sure that you practice, practice, practice. And I also like to say, when you practice, it makes you more confident and it allows you to feel that much better. So when you're doing that, think of your reasons on why you want to be better at what you're doing. Now, the last thing I like to talk about is your why. I mention this a lot when I'm doing my consulting, my coaching, and my speaking. When I was frustrated with my second business, the one that I was able to scale towards millions of dollars, there were times that I had employees quit the very day we needed to go in and do a post-construction because my particular business was in facilities management. And there we were with a team of 10 that went down to 6, that went down to 5, and we may have ended up with 3. But we had to go ahead with it. Now, many times when I was standing there and I'm thinking we're doing a fantastic job to keep our employees motivated, and that's another subject on leadership that we'll talk about a little later on another episode, I had no idea what I was going to do with the limited staff. So I had to dig deep, deep, deep down inside to figure out what was my why. Why? Money will not be your motivator for a long-term process. I say that again. Money will not be your motivator for a long-term process. It will get you going as long as things are pretty easy, but when you have the negative environment for employees or your customers are not happy and you're trying to do a fantastic job with your customer loyalty and customer, you know, happiness and making them just really elated about doing business with you, you have to remember your why you started your business to begin with. And then you need to go with another why on top of the why. So if you said, I'm starting my business to leave a legacy for my children, why? So that my children know I cared about them. Why? Because I want them to know that they're loved. Why? Continue to go down to your why at least five over. So that way you're able to really hone in on why you're doing it. If you say I'm doing it for freedom, why? Because I like to have time with my family. Why? Get to your real root cause of the why you're in business. When you're focused on the why and you have all the things that we know are going to happen, it will make you get back on track. It will really start to connect with the deeper reason on why you're in business to begin with, to make a change, to make a statement, to have a voice in your community, to leave a legacy for your children so they don't ever have to go through what you went through with working for someone else, to be able to have vacation times and watch your children grow up. Those are the real meat and potatoes when it comes to the why. So when you're able to do this, it really helps when it comes to why your business is not growing. When you look at these reasons, this should help you when it comes to growing your business. So I hope this episode was informative, insightful, and impactful. And I'd love for you to join me next week for another episode, which is going to be on how to hire the best people. Very important. So please make sure you're here for that. Also, that'll be episode number 45, how to hire the best people. We love social media, so please visit us on social media at Facebook, 8-Figure Business Coach, Twitter, 8-Figure Coach, and Instagram, 8-Figure Business Coach. Leave a comment in the comment section below this episode, and please give us some ideas on other episodes that you would love to have for our podcast. Also, visit our website at www.8figurebusinesscoach.com. That's www.8figurebusinesscoach.com. Or give us a call at 1-800-731-9005. And download our free business resources from our website. We love when you visit our website and we're able to give you a free weekly dose of business resources to scale your business to the next level. So whether you have a 5-figure business, 6, 7, or towards 8, the goal is to have the end game in mind, and our purpose is to give you the mindset and the skill set to scale your business towards millions. Until next week, much success.